We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Teruvin. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet. This is the last Mishnah of Perek Gimel. The Mishnah is going to tell us another machloket here that relates to the question of whether 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one single continuous day of Kedusha, like Chachamim said. So now, being the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, right? So now the Mishnah is going to discuss how should this fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, how should it be mentioned in the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer, Ha'over lifnei ateva biyom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, Omer, the one who leads the Tefillot, the Chazan, on the first Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Ha'chalitzenu Hashem Elokenu, Et yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, im hayom, im lemachar. Ulemachar omer, im hayom, im emesh. It means like this. He says, Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokenu. You say in the tefillah, strengthen us, like we say, Retzev Hachalitzenu. Be pleased with us and strengthen us, Hachalitzenu, our God, Hashem. Et yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, im hayom, im lemachar. Whether it's today, or tomorrow, which means if Rosh Chodesh is today, so hachalitzenu today, in the merit of Rosh Chodesh. If it's tomorrow, strengthen us tomorrow, in the merit of Rosh Chodesh. Ulemachal, and then on the next day, what does he say? He says, hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, et yom Rosh Chodesh, on the day of Rosh Chodesh, hayom, im emesh, whether it's today or yesterday. Which means he says, if Rosh Chodesh is today, then strengthen us today. If it was yesterday, then we already prayed for it yesterday. So now, from Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, we see 2 points. Number one, Rosh Chodesh is actually to be mentioned in the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. And also, you have to make it clear that only one of the 2 days is Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise, the Tefillah would appear to be a lie. So you have to be clear that it's only one out of the 2 days. However, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina, similar to Rabbi Yehuda previously in our perek, ve'lo hodu lo chachamim. But the chachamim did not agree with him. Because in their opinion, first of all, Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned separately on Rosh Hashanah. It is included in the words, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, the day of remembrance, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaZikaron has a double connotation. It includes both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately at all. And furthermore, when we refer to Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, we don't say whether it's today or tomorrow. Because according to Chachamim, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one single long day of Kedusha. They are both the same day of Rosh Hashanah. There's not two separate days and we don't know which one. The 2 days are one long day of Kedusha, and therefore, once again, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh explicitly. It's included in the words Yom HaZikaron, and we don't say Im Hayom, Im Lemachar, or Im Hayom, Im Emesh, because we don't look at it as two separate days. Rather, it's one unit of Kedusha. Those 2 days are considered one stretched out day of Kedusha. That is the end of Perek Gimel. And now we begin Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Our Perek here, the new Perek, will discuss someone who's outside a city or outside the Techum on Shabbat. So the Mishnah begins with a person who left the 2,000 Amat Techum on Shabbat. Mi shehotzi'uhu ovde kochavim, one who was forcibly taken out outside of the Techum on Shabbat by non-Jews, or ruach ra'ah, or he wandered out of the Techum by himself, after he was possessed by a ruach ra'ah, by an evil spirit that made him temporarily lose his mind. En lo el arba'amot. If a person on Shabbat went outside of the Techum of Shabbat, well, then he has only 4 amot at his new location in which he's allowed to move. One who leaves his Techum, even if it's unwillingly, has to remain in his place until the end of Shabbat. Since the place of a person consists of 4 amot, so that means he has 4 amot, 4 cubits in which to move about. Okay? In Mishnah He, later on in the Perek, we're going to discuss how these 4 amot are measured. So, en lo ela 4 amot. Hechziruhu keilu lo yatsa. let's say, the Ovdei Kochavim or the Ruach Ha'a returned him back to any point within the Tchum, so then Kiru Lo Yatza, it's as if he never left, and he's allowed once again to move throughout the 2,000 Amot that he acquired at the beginning of Shabbat. So, because as you know, when Shabbat comes in, we acquire Shvita, a residence, wherever we are, and we have 2,000 Amot from that point. So if he was brought back in middle of Shabbat, so he once again has his 2,000 Amot from the point of where he is, because that point of where he is, he acquired when Shabbat came in. Holichu le'ir acheret. If let's say the Ovdei Kochavim or the Ruach Ha'a took him out of the Tchum to another city, a city which is surrounded by walls, or netanuhu badir o besahar, or let's say he went into a pen or into a corral. These are types of enclosures that are larger than four amot, enclosures that are used to hold animals, and they were outside of the Tchum. Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omrim mehalechet kula. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he's allowed to move about in the entire area in which he was placed, because an enclosed area is treated like four amot. However, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva omrim en lo el arba amot. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva says he only has four amot in which he's allowed to move. According to them, an enclosure also is treated as four amot only for a person who began Shabbat there. And the Mishnah tells us a case, Maaseh Shebau Miperandisin. It happened that these four Tanaim that we just mentioned, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, they came by ship from the city of Prandisin, which means their ship arrived in the port before Shabbat, but before they had a chance to leave the boat, to disembark the ship, Shabbat began. V'ifligas finatam bayam. And then their ship then was driven out to the sea to a point that's beyond the tchum of the city. Let's say a storm arose and drove the ship out to the sea. So now, since they were in the port of the city when Shabbat began, so the tchum of the city became their tchum. So what did they do? So, apropos, you know, as per their machloket that we just saw, Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hillechu et kula. Although now they were beyond the tchum, but Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, they walked through the entire ship, because that's in line with their opinion that one who's in an enclosed area is allowed to walk throughout the entire enclosure. Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Akiva lo zazu me'arba amot. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they didn't move from the four amot in which they were standing when the ship left the tchum. Sheratzu le'achmir al atzma, because they wanted to be strict with themselves, in line with their opinion that even in an enclosed area, you don't have more than four amot outside of the tchum. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.